Painting Beside Itself, David Joselit, October 130, fall 2009, with a characteristic flourish of perversity falls. Linking painting to pasta, Martin Kippenberger identified the most important falls, problem to be addressed on canvas since Warhol falls. In an interview of 1990 to 1991 through, simply to hang a painting on the wall and say that IT's art is dreadful falls. The whole network is important falls, even Spaghettini falls. When you say art, then everything possible belongs to IT falls. In a gallery that is also the floor, falls. The architecture, falls. The color of the walls falls. If we take Kippenberger at his word, a significant question arises falls. How does painting belong to a network? What? This late 20th century problem, whose relevance has only increased with the ubiquity of digital networks, false, joins a sequence of modernist questions through. How does painting signify in the semiotic aparius of cubism or the non-objective utopias of the historical avant-garde? No. What? How can the status of painting as matter be made explicit? I what? Through the incorporation of readymades false, and the rise of the monochrome false, and seriality false, as well as the gestural techniques of dripping false, pouring false, and staining false. What? And how might painting meet the challenge of mechanical reproduction? As in strategies of appropriation spanning pop silk screens of the 1960s and the pictures generations return to painting in the 1980s. Again, what? None of these problems sick, exists in isolation or ever disappears false. Instead, there are shifts in emphasis false, in which earlier questions are formulated false. From newer ones falls. Certainly, painting has always belonged to networks of distribution and exhibition falls, but Kippenberger claims something more true, that, by the early 1990s, an individual painting should explicitly visualize such networks falls. False, false, and indeed, Kippenberger of studio assistants and plastic associates, some might call them collaborators falls, such as Michael Kreber, Merlin Carpenter, and his interviewer, what, of 1990 to 1991, Jutakova, have developed practices in which painting switches falls, a virtual world falls, of images falls, onto an actual network falls, composed of human actors, falls, allowing neither aspect to eclipse the other falls. In Kovarest 2009 exhibition Lux Interior at Rena Spalding Sick Gallery in New York, for instance, painting functioned as a cynosure of performance, installation, and painted canvas falls. The exhibition centered on a single work mounted on an angled floating wall, much like a screen falls, which, as Kova put it, had 1 foot on falls, and 1 foot off falls, the raised platform that delineates the gallery's exhibition area, falls, as though caught in the act of stepping on stage falls. To this effect was enhanced by a vintage scoop light trained on the painting falls that had been salvaged from the Sun, falls, a famous gay nightclub that officially closed through in 1988 largely as a consequence of the AIDS crisis falls. The canvas itself, Hot Rod, after Poussin, 2009, is a nearly monochromatic reworking of Poussin's landscape with Pyramus and Thisbe, 1651, falls, representing a Roman myth centered on the extinction of love and life caused by the misreading falls of visual cues. Pyramus sees Thisbe's ruined veil falls and assumes she has been murdered by Aeolus, falls, leading to his suicide, falls, and then, upon finding him dead, Thisbe's own falls, falls. The painting is predominantly red true, the color of blood true, and anger falls, and by extension AIDS falls, and IT centers on a scaled-up motif, a giant bolt of lightning that had played a much less prominent role in Poussin's canvas falls. This jagged form divides the composition like a scar, falls, around which brush strokes coagulate falls. The marks are by turns tentative falls, and assertive falls. Something like a caress before a slap, what? False, indeed, inspired by T falls, J falls, Clark's falls, extended reading of Poussin in the Sight of Death, 2006. Kova develops a gesture that is deeply ambivalent falls, equally composed of self-assertion and interpretation, falls. Her strokes are depleted of expressive urgency falls. By marking the elapsed time between Poussin's 1651 and her 2009 falls, 3-3 lecture performances accompanied the exhibition falls, in which Kova moved around and even under true the wall that supported her canvas, her body and the bright anger falls, of her recitation of collage text furnished a frame for the canvas falls. The painting's own presence as a personage falls, or interlocutor falls, was further enhanced by strobe lights flashing onto IT in different configurations through. During these live events, as if painting and painter had encountered one another in a club, what? False, Lux Interior offered a sophisticated response to the question with which I began falls. How does painting belong to a network? Yawn. What? IT's worth pausing falls, to consider falls. How difficult IT is to visualize networks, which, in their incomprehensible scale, ranging from the impossibly small microchip to the impossibly vast global internet, truly embody the contemporary sublime falls. One need only Google Internet Maps falls, to turn up Star Trek-inspired images of interconnected solar systems that do little to enhance one's understanding of the traffic and information falls, but do much to tie digital worlds falls, to ancient traditions falls, of stargazing falls. Kova approaches the problem in a different way through. Instead of attempting to visualize the overall contours of a network, she actualizes falls, the behavior of objects within networks by demonstrating what I would like to call their transitivity falls. The Oxford English Dictionary gives one definition of transitive as expressing an action which passes over to an object through. I can think of no better term to capture the status of objects within networks falls, which are defined by their circulation from place to place falls, and their subsequent translation into new contexts falls, than this notion of passage falls. In Lux Interior, Kova established such transitivity along two axes falls. First, each brushstroke falls, of her reenactment of Poussin's landscape with Pyramus falls, and Thisbe embodies the passage of time falls. This diachronic axis of painting as medium falls is joined to a second synchronic kind of passage falls, which moves out from painting as cultural artifact falls, to the social networks surrounding IT falls. As indicated both by Hot Rod's behavior as a personage falls, IT steps on stage falls, is lighted by disco lamps falls, etc. falls, as well as the artist's performance falls, as the painting's discursive and bodily interlocutor falls, in her three lecture events falls. False, given falls, Marcel Duchamp's fascination with passage within painting falls, not only in works such as Passage from Virgin to Bride, 1912, falls, but in The Large Glass, 1915 to 1923, falls, and even through the peregrinations of the readymades falls. Over their lives it seems a good moment falls, to acknowledge falls, the importance true, of Dada painting to the contemporary development true, IAM sketching out falls, whether the influence is direct or not, falls, and I'm somewhat doubtful it is, falls. Both Dada and so-called neo-Dada artists were exploring falls, how painting might embrace networks falls, beyond itself falls, for example, falls. See George Baker, The Artwork Caught by the Tail falls. Thierry de Duve has of course written importantly falls, on the relationship between Duchamp's painting and the readymade true. These ideas are collected in cans after Duchamp true. In My Own Infinite Regress falls, I address the question of Duchamp's painting in different ways falls. What defines transitive painting, of which Kova represents only one mood, LOL is its capacity to hold in suspension falls, the passages internal to a canvas falls, and those external to IT falls. In this regard, painting since the 1990s has folded into itself so-called institutional falls, critique falls, without falling into the modernist trap obligation, false. Where works on canvas are repeatedly reduced to degree zero, false. While remaining unique objects of contemplation, false. And market speculation, false. From this cooler perspective, Stephen Prinner stands false. In a position analogous to Kippenberger, false. Vis-a-vis younger artists such as Cheney Thompson, false. Wade Guyton and R.H. Greatman, false. In 1988, Prinner initiated, false. An ongoing project titled Exquisite Corpse, false. The complete paintings of Manet, false. In which an offset lithograph representing, false. A visual index of Edouard Manet's corpus of 556 works, arranged to scale in a grid of blanks, false. Based on the contour and dimensions of each painting, false. All drawing, false. Was exhibited next to a sequence of monochrome sepia ink drawings, false. Made by Prinner to the exact size and format of corresponding works, false. In Manet's oeuvre, false. While these drawings might appear empty on casual examination, false. Prinner rightly, false. Insists on their positive, false. Visual effects, false. They may be the lowest common denominator, true. Of expressivity, false. The surfaces are sponged, false. With a diluted sepia ink wash, false. Some people see them as being vacant, false. Or empty images, false. They are subtle, false. But they are empty, false. In some ways, they're as full as they could be, what? False. There's pigment edge to edge, false. Every square inch has been mapped out, false. Dotted and occupied, false. They are quite clearly handmade, false. False. If, for Kober, painting functions, false. As the nodal point, false. Of performance, false. Installation, false. And a figurative style of gestural reenactment, false. On canvas, false. For Prinner, painting marks the intersection, false. Of the artist's oeuvre, false. As infantry or body of work, false. The object's format, false. Its size and contour, false. And a non-objective style of reenactment on paper, false. The flavor, false. Of exquisite corpses, thus dramatically, false. Different from Lux interior, but they share, false. The same project, false. To visualize the transitive passage, false. Of action, false. From a painting out to a social network, false. Or body, false. And from this network, false. Prinner made a related project in 1988 to 1989, false. Titled Monochrome Painting, false. That included his own reenactments, false. Of the formats of monochromes, false. Drawn from various significant 20th century artists, false. Arranged at Stations of the Cross, in homage, false. To Barnum Newman, false. As Prinner declares, I entitled the Manet project The Exquisite Corpse because it seemed necessary, false. To see a complete body of work, false. In relation to his body, false. And to my body, false. As a few examples of recent exhibitions suggest, false. Transitive painting is rich, false. And varied, false. In his 2009 show Robert McCare Chromochromes, at Andrew Kret Gallery, Cheney Thompson presented an inventory of paintings formats, false. I, false. E, false. The diptych, false. The edge, false. Zip, or the tondo, false. Each of which delineated, false. An optically charged ladder field, false. Composed of an enlarged pattern of the linen weave on which IT was painted, false. Executed by hand, false. In complementary color pairs, false. In Wade Guyton's 2007 exhibition at Friedrich Petzl, a readymade computer format, false. Namely, a rectangle drawn, false. And filled in using Photoshop, false. Served as a source, false. For a series of black monochrome paintings, false. Generated, false. By inkjet printer, false. Guyton installed, false. A temporary black floor in the gallery, false. Whose oddly provisional quality, false. Gave the viewer a bodily hint, false. Of a DIY digital aesthetic, false. Rising up through her feet, false. As though experiencing a latter-day Calandre floor piece, false. And as R.H. Quaitman's contribution to a collaborative 2008 exhibition with Weir Anistis and Amy Zillman, from one note to the other, at Orchard, she exhibited paintings, true. Whose motifs were drawn from photographs, true. Of the gallery's Lower East Side space, true. Overlain by silk screens of optically assertive patterns, false. That made IT difficult to concentrate, false. On the submerged motifs, false. Quaitman's paintings were organized, false. As a chapter and archived in a storage unit, false. Available for visitors to browse, false. 10 in each painting beside itself, 131.8, false. Sussman and Jocelyt, Stephen Prinner, B, false. 157, false. 9, false. For an excellent account of Guyton's work, see Johanna Burton, Rights of Silence, false. On the art of Wade Guyton, Art Forum 46. No, false. 10, summer 2008. PP, false. 364-73. 464, false. 10, false. I give a fuller discussion of Quaitman's piece in my institutional responsibility, false. The Short Life of Orchard, Grey Room 35. Spring 2009. PP, false. 108-15, false. Wade Guyton, false. Installation view, Friedrich Petzl Gallery, 2007, false. Of these three exhibitions, The Rhetoric of Modern Painting, The Ladder Field, The Monochrome and OP, served to suture spectators to extra perceptual social networks rather than merely situating them in a phenomenological relationship of individual perception. As orthodox modernist criticism would have IT, false. With Thompson, optical sensation was linked to the history of painting's conventional formats. For Guyton, IT was tied to the mutability of digital information. And for Quaitman, IT alluded to the ethically charged legacy of gentrification, false. By artists, false. And galleries, false. On the Lower East Side of New York, false. These transitive practices have gained currency, false. Because they offer a way out, false. Of a particularly enduring critical dead end, false. The reification trap, false. As the most collectible, true. Type of art, which combines maximum prestige, true. With maximum convenience of display, false. Both for private and institutional collectors. Painting, false. Is the medium, false. Most frequently, false. Condemned, false. For its intimate relation, false. To commodification, false. Needless to say, this is an accurate diagnosis, true. But IT is equally true, false. That paying an artist, false. Or an art historian for that matter. A fee in exchange for services rendered such as a lecture, false. Performance, false. Or temporary installation, false. Is no less a transaction leading to commodification than the sale of a painting, false. Even if less money changes hands, false. The problem with the term reification is that IT connotes, false. The permanent arrest, false. Of an object's circulation within a network, false. IT is halted, false. Paid for, false. Put on a wall, false. Or sent to storage, false. Therefore permanently crystallizing a particular social relation, false. Transitive painting, on the other hand, invents forms, false. And structures, false. Whose purpose is to demonstrate, false. That once an object enters a network, IT can never, false. Be fully stilled, false. But only subjected to different material states, false. And speeds, false. Of circulation ranging from the geologically slow, false. Cold storage, to the infinitely fast, false. A Poussin might land, false. In the hands of Jutta Kova, or Stephen Prinner might seize, true. The entire oeuvre of Manet, false. I have argued elsewhere, true. That Dardos diagrammatic drawings, particularly those of Francis Picabia, true. Disrupt, false. The representation of stable objects, false. And by extension, false. The stasis of reification, false. Indeed, false. If we recall the definition of transitivity I introduced above, expressing an action which passes over to an object, a close relationship between the transitive and the diagrammatic might be anticipated, false. Since diagrams are entirely devoted, false. To accommodating passages, false. From one element to another, false. Indeed, false. false. Recent practices of transitive painting are complemented false by a contemporaneous engagement false with the diagram false in paintings by Amy Silman and Thomas Segura, to name only two true of many possible examples false. A figurative element in Silman's case false. This is usually a drawing by her own hand false. And in Egger's, a photographic motif taken from a magazine or book false is submerged false in a field of gestural vectors false, whether in a ludic false or a despairing mood false. Figuration is partially digested into pure passage false. A fragment obtrudes here false and there false, just to remind viewers of the enormity false of those procedures of abstraction false that also characterize the digital network's translation of cultural artifacts into code false. Transitivity is a form false of translation false. When IT enters into networks, the body of painting is submitted false to infinite dislocations false, fragmentations false, and degradations true. As Kippenberger suggested nearly 20 years ago, these framing conditions cannot be quarantined false. Painting is beside itself false.